Walmart song.
What Walmart song?
It's called Wally World.
What?
It's really good just for the video, but...
No one can see the video.
Yeah.
Should I play it?
You should play something.
We have a lot of extra time.
I put two other songs on my email
to
you. No. Cherry Malt?
Yeah, we'll play one of those.
Okay.
I closed the window, kind of wrote you off about it, but I guess I can play one. Oh, there's really nice drawing of a dick in your email. Thanks. It's really sweet.
It's art.
It's art.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I still think that it looks more like
Jack Johnson because
Jack Johnson?
Jack Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Johnson. Let's play that.
Play Jack Johnson.
Johnson art.
The bottom one there.
Yeah, I can play that. What is it? Tell us about it.
Jack Johnson was one third of No Gold, the now defunct No Gold. He's also, I think, one of the founders of Mood Hut.
Mood Hut, yeah.
And he has the same initials as another JJ that we know.
Yeah, two other JJs that we mentioned on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's think of some more JJs, guys. No, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. There are none. JJ Kale, that's one.
JJ Kale. All I've been listening to lately are Mood Hut.
Jujubes?
Yeah.
JJ Jammer.
What's happening? It's a weird show. Art.
It's weird.
Weird art.
<We're> different.
Yeah, I can play this. For sure I can. Just let me open it.
It's a middle.
Running a real tight ship at Subworld, as per usual. Which one do you want to play?
Middle one. It's called Naughty Factors.
I wonder what that means.
Naughty. I want to know.
Jack Johnson.
6 minutes. Come on. Okay, I'll do it. Actually, so
no.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bye bye.
Flies when you're having fun.
It's true.
When you're in the studio.
When you're in the studio.
Messing around.
Messing around. We're gonna end with a really good song, a collective favorite of ours.
I think it was probably featured on Dawson's Creek, so that makes it
definitely. I have the soundtrack. It was. It's on there.
See.
Yeah, it's really good.
And artists, you know,
use their hands.
Use their hands a lot.
So, it kind of hits close to home for me.
What's Jewel's last name?
What's Cher's last
name? It's Jewel. Jewel, JJ.
Jewel,
JJ.
Whoa. Cool. So, it's lovely having you all listen.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah.
Bye, world.
Bye, world. This is Hands by the lovely Jewel.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be we're all. around my fate. The light, the darkness most fear.
October 6th, Holy Other brings their signature blend of R&B, UK garage, and house sounds to Fortune Sound Club for an early concert. They'll be joined by Vancouver duo Evie Jane, whose deep bass and synth wobbles brings a new and sexy sound to the city. Tickets are $12 at High Life, DIPT, Red Cat, Beat Street, and online.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After show. Stick around because we have the On Levels are going to be performing live. And we have also Arturo Pons, Mexican film director, here in the studio. And we'll have a very interesting telephone interview later on the show. So stick around. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 and Union Events are proud to be showcasing several excellent punk bands at the Vogue Theater this October 18th. They've got the unlimited creative and passionate Less Than Jake. They've got the infectious hyperkinetic Real Big Fish. And to top it off, they're unleashing Flatfoot 56, a band re-energizing the Celtic roots of hardcore punk. Tickets are available online at thevoguetheater.com for $28.50. But don't miss your chance to dance this October 18th at the Vogue Theater. It's going to be sick.
Saturday, October 27th. Union Events presents Alan Stone live in concert with special guests Kingsek and Yuna at the Vogue Theater. Stone mixes elements of pop with soul and gospel into a soul-soothing sound, so don't miss his last Canadian tour stop. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased in advance through Zulu Records or online at unionevents.com or voguetheater.com. Doors open at 7, all ages are welcome.
Back here, 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. We were listening there to We Need Surgery, the song Cocoon. They're going to be performing on the 19th, October 19th, at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So that's going to be a really amazing show. Just release a CD on Light Organ Records, so you should grab it. Before that, we were listening there to Capital Six with the song Playing Death from the CD Pretty Lost. Before that, we opened the show with the Longest Night Ensemble, which is an ensemble directed by Daniel Janke. And they're going to be presenting their show here at the Vancouver International Film Festival. The show is called Grubstack Revisited, and that's going to be happening on October 7 at 9:15. So we will be talking with him a little bit later in the show. We're listening to Los Furios there in the background with Sky in Mexico, because we have a Mexican film director here. Arturo El Chango Ponce is here on the studio. Hey, Arturo, how are you?
Hi, everybody.
He's also presenting his film, The Compass is Carried by the Dead Man, at the Vancouver International Film Festival tomorrow at 6 at the Granville 4 and October 5th at the same theater at 2:30 p.m. on October 5th and tomorrow at 6. The film is a really cool film, actually.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How did you get the idea of doing this?
Well, I think it was... Of course, you have a lot of influences when you do things like this. And I was just reading a lot of Juan Rulfo and Jorge Barguengoitia's novels and tales and stuff. And at that time, I was living in Barcelona. I lived there for 10 years. So I went there to study cinema. And I think the idea and everything came out from the thinking about the sensation of being lost, disorientated, and that how it comes, I think.
But
in a funny way.
Very satirical, almost a dark humor there. Film, but it also pictures the Mexican reality in a lot of ways.
It seems like, because when you live far away from Mexico, it's all these images comes to your head and starts to get like life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because, for example, there's this character that everybody asks us, well, what happens with this kid that sells electroshocks? And it's normal in Mexico. When you live far away from Mexico, you can realize all those specific curious things about your country. Funny things. Even my teacher right now, he still believes that I invented some of these characters. And they are real.
Because the film is actually is very surreal.
But if you live in Mexico, it's not really surreal. You know, it's like, I don't know. I haven't been so much in the streets of Vancouver, but in Los Angeles, for example, mm-hmm. in a festival there, they asked me, it's a surreal character, and I don't know. And I said, well, you have to take a walk on downtown L.A. to look what's surreal for
yeah,
me,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
Okay, yeah.
And so it depends on the view or on the, you know, the perception. But it could be. It could be, but I don't really believe it's surreal. But anyway, it's the idea is getting the reality to limits.
Okay, so why don't you tell the people a little bit what is about the film, like the synopsis?
Well, mainly it's a film about disorientation, mm-hmm. but the story is about these 12 characters that are on a wagon pulled by mules and trying to get anywhere. Obviously, they don't get anywhere.
Yeah.
And they are lost in the border between Mexico and the U.S. And the compass is carried by the dead man. That's the story about that. What's it?
It's a really funny film too. And it's at the end. Do they know that the guy is? They know that the guy is dead.
Nevertheless, it's like normal. Yeah.
Normal and
yeah, that's the good thing about movies, because you can do in a movie, in the storytelling of the movie, you can make these surreal or illogical things, but in the movie it's the logic of the movie. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? That's the great thing about making movies. You can make realities. Without logic or without, you know, all these reasonable things and stories. I don't really like realism in movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the spirit of making movies started 100 years ago, making fantasy and things like that. You know, like Méliès or even the things that were done in the Thomas Alva Edison garage and all that stuff. It was about fantasy. Murnau and all the Germans and everything. So I believe in that spirit, and I like to play with it.
Yeah, like a parallel universe that you created.
Yeah, you can create it and people can enjoy it. So that's what it's about, I think.
And what about the actors? Yeah, because for me, I like to watch films where I don't know the actors.
Yeah.
So it's more believable, like, story.
Yeah. Almost all,
Because if you see, like, Brad Pitt or Nicolas Cage again, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Even though if they do a serious character, you cannot take it, like, that serious, because you know...
This is an important value of independent foreign movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody knows Ana Ofelia Murguía, for example, outside of Mexico. She's a very, very known, famous, prized actress there. But in Japan, for example, nobody knows who she is. Mm-hmm. So you cannot recognize her or, you know, like make the relation with another character or anything. And, well, I made a casting with the half of the wagon, of the people in the wagon. It's like... not known, but professionals in Mexico. And the other half are like beginners, for saying something.
Okay.
They have been work in theater plays and stuff like that for 20 years, but never in movies.
Okay.
So it was the first movie for a couple of them.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was very, very cool to mix this talent and experience with this fresh new energy. So that was a great dynamic in the acting, I think.
No, the actors did a wonderful job, actually.
They were like, and they spent a really, really good time filming it.
Cool.
Absolutely, that's the premise. Having a good time making it's like music, for example. If you don't enjoy it, then why do you do it? Yeah, because you are not going to have a lot of money making it. So you better enjoy it and have a good time.
Yeah, so people come tomorrow at 6 is the Canadian premiere, actually, yeah, no, of the film. The yeah. Compass is carried by the dead man tomorrow at Granville. And yeah, talking about that, we have the On Levels here. We were talking about We Need Surgery that are going to perform at the British X on the 19th. But these guys are going to be performing this Friday. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool. So they're here in the studio with their instruments and everything. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. No problem. So they're going to be performing some songs here during the show. So which one are you going to start with?
We're going to start with a song called Cold Hands.
Okay. So, yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM. So the Levels is but you're from Vancouver? Vancouver band,
yeah,
no?
I'm Vancouver. Yeah.
Born
I wasn't born here. I was born in the Philippines. Lived in San Francisco, and then I moved here.
Okay.
So, I'm international.
Citizen of the world.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, these guys are going to be playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So that's going to be a really cool concert. And playing with you is Paul Talbot and...
Marcus Nicolucci from
Sound Refuge, yeah. So why don't you talk a little bit about the other artists that are opening the night?
Well, we, know Marcus through the place that we practice music at, which is NAL Sound in North Vancouver. And the first time I even met Marcus, we were putting on a benefit show for Japan, which had just had its earthquake and tsunami.
Uh-huh.
And Marcus agreed to play with us, which was very nice of him. And so that relationship, for me anyway, started there. And Paul Talbot is actually the brother of a friend of mine from UBC, the UBC days. And I've heard him play a few times. I actually heard him play at my friend's wedding. I played a few songs at the ceremony, which was really great. And so it's nice to be able to play a show with
them.
Yeah. They have different takes on folk. So
okay.
All of their original songs. So Marcus, he sometimes performs by himself, but as Sound Refuge, but sometimes, you know, there's like six of them on stage.
Okay.
There's like a lap steel and another vocalist and drums, etc.
So
and I've only seen Paul perform by himself, but he plays some pretty crazy blues and kind of bluegrass original stuff, sometimes plays on the piano. Both of them have a ton of soul.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different takes on music. So Friday's going to be interesting.
Yeah, right.
And we're doing a fully acoustic, which is different for us. It's had to make us rethink some of the songs, for sure. It's an acoustic night rather than an ear bleeding night.
That's not to say it's not going to be loud, because
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we're gonna say hello to Mauro Saniboni and Laura Padilla that are listening there in Italy, in Brescia, Italy. So we're gonna dedicate the next song to them. This is an Italian band that here my friend Alejandro Chapa brought. Tre Allegri Ragazzi Morti. So the song is Fortunello, so for our friends in Italy. And we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9.
Se fossi più simpatico sarei meno timpatico. Se fossi più timpatico sarei meno timpatico. simpático, sale menos simpático. Se posi tu simpático, sale menos simpático. Se posi tu simpático, sale menos simpático. Bacini rock and roll! L'anima di Elvis Presley sia con voi! Hey!
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue, getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special two plums for one.
Cool, so that's Sound Refuge. Well, Marcus is going to be performing with these guys, the On Levels, this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. So, yeah, pretty cool. So let's listen to another song, no?
Sure.
What do you think? What are we going to listen to?
This one's called Versus.
Versus. Is that you guys have a CD coming on soon, or what's the story behind that?
Yeah, we got a record, whatever you call it, on CD Baby.
It's a record.
It's a record, but there's no actual record.
Oh, okay.
It's digital only, but you can download it from CD Baby. It's 9 songs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
And hopefully this winter we'll record our new ones as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is one of our new ones. It's called Versus. We'll play it on Friday when we see you.
Awesome. What's the name of the song again?
That song is called Versus.
Versus.
Yeah. It's a cool chorus of the guys. The chorus is like...
The build-up of the odds.
Yeah, so it has to do with Colin's classical music background, probably.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's present the band, no? Let's present the band. Yeah. So, Cristina.
Hi, I'm Cristina.
And you play...
I play bass and sing.
Okay, and then the drums.
Colin. And I play drums. And sing.
Sometimes sometimes small drums, sometimes big drums.
Sometimes small drums, so today's small drums.
And then...
And Brian, I play guitar and also sing. We all sing.
Cool. And you all write together the songs too?
Yeah. Usually what will happen is Brian or I, with these set of songs, we brought the songs into rehearsal and then we all arrange together.
Okay.
And so you can't, you know, maybe one person comes up with the idea, but it's definitely what I say is a democracy.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know how long is that song that you just play? More or less?
Depends on how fast we play.
Average, maybe 3.5 minutes.
Okay, let's put 3:30 because we're filling these Sokan forms today. So, yeah.
We'll get on that.
Yeah, an extra paperwork. But that's cool because everything that we play today, it's they get like $5 per song or something. You're the artist, so yeah. So you're making money today. So, yeah, we're here with Arturo, also a musician. Did you know the film director that we have here, Arturo Pons? Again, for the people that just tune in, he's going to be presenting his film, The Compass is Carried by the Dead Man, tomorrow at the Granville. So, yeah, you were a drummer, no?
Like 15, 17 years. Yeah.
And what kind of music were you?
I started with, they call it dream pop, you know, shoegazers and stuff like that. And then I moved to progressive and I ended up with death rock, gothic. Yeah. But professional. Yeah, I was a professional drummer. Yeah. But I am coming back to basics. I am right now making my new setup of drums and I am planning to play some swing music.
Oh yeah, cool.
And jazz and stuff like that, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm getting old.
So let's listen to the song that the video, no? We were talking about before the show.
Yeah.
What was the name of that band?
That band was called Una Elegía, an elegy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like this gothic showgazer stuff. And this is from our second album, and we recorded it on 2000, I think.
Okay.
And we are all making different stuff, but interesting stuff. The band was the leader of the band, the Democracy. His name is Edgar Barroso, who is now a PhD of Harvard and of contemporary music. He is a pupil of the greatest musicians, and he's now playing music all over the world.
Okay.
He has won a lot of festivals and prizes.
So he did the soundtrack for
your film. The soundtrack of the film also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of my best friends. I think my best friend. We have lived shared our houses for a long time, like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a big part of my life also. He's like a very, very close friend. He's like my son, you know, because he's younger. But he's a very interesting and known musician right now in contemporary music.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now saying that we should play again in a band or something like that. I say, hey, what are you talking about? You're a contemporary musician. But yeah, we had a lot of fun playing. And we are still friends, of course, the four of us.
Cool.
And, well, it's about having fun.
Let's listen to the song, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's the name of the song?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing, yeah.
Okay. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Now the cold air. And we'll be right back here. Yeah, it's taking a little bit because it's a video, actually.
Yeah, it's a video made for the song. It's about playing nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Air drumming, making some air drumming, and then put some animation. That video was in a few festivals.
Makes for interesting radio.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 and Union Events invite you to an intimate night at the Rio Theater with Adam Cohen on October 19th. His elegant and charismatic melodies are sure to set the right mood. So bring a loved one, sit back, and experience a beautifully romantic evening to make you fall in love all over again.
I know what you look like in the morning.
Tickets are available at unionevents.com or Ticketmaster for only $30. So remember to save the date and enjoy the classic atmosphere of the Rio Theater with Adam Cohen.
Nothing on but the radio.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Yeah, we're putting Los Furios there in the background because they're playing a Dia de Muertos show at a really cool gallery called Mooster Gallery. It's going to be a really cool show, that one. I think it's going to be November 3rd, It's a gallery, art gallery there in Gastown. And we'll put an altar. You know, we're going to put an altar, and it's the art exhibition of a friend called Oscar Sanchez. He's going to be exhibiting his works. And Caracas are playing with Love Lost, so it's going to be a nice show, that one. Yeah, I'll keep you posted when it happens. We were going to have an interview with Daniel...
Radcliffe.
No. Daniel.
He was in the hotel yesterday. He was in the hotel.
Oh, yeah?
First of all, yeah. He was like, hey, Harry Potter.
What is he doing here? Is he has a film?
Magia.
Some magic?
Magic.
Tricks
or something, yeah.
Cool. Now, we were going to interview Daniel Yanke, but I think he's busy. He's a musician there in the Yukon. And they're going to have a special presentation, the film The Grove Steak. So what they're going to do is it's a silent film. And they have a couple of actors, so instead of showing the signs, you know, they're going to be saying the lines, a couple of actors, and they're going to have like an orchestra playing the music, like doing live musicalization there. So it's going to be really cool. And they have a couple of Vancouver musicians as guests there, doing also the musicalization. Jesse Subot and Peggy Lee. Jesse Subot is a really good trumpet player, and Peggy Lee on the violin and cello. So that's going to be happening on October 7 at 9:15 at the Vogue Theater. So yeah, interesting. It's going to be an interesting film, that one. So, yeah, but you guys playing on Friday at the BX. It's going to be a cool party, too, because it's the welcome party to Alex Chapa that is here in the studio, too, because he just came from Europe.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We missed you.
Yeah, and he does the tacos sometimes. Or, no? Yeah.
He makes excellent tacos, so if we can convince him to come on Friday, you guys should come and have tacos and listen to good music.
Yeah, and $2 beer and free pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
Oh, it's your welcome back party. I guess we shouldn't ask you to cook.
Yeah, maybe I can.
Just for the
celebrate it. Yeah, we have to. We have to do that.
Just for you guys. Just for the unlevels. So let's do another song, no?
Sure.
Yeah.
We used to call this one our Johnny Cash song.
Johnny Cash?
Yeah. I don't know if it sounds like it. We just thought it did.
Johnny and June.
Yeah, it's our Johnny and June song. It's called If You Go.
Yeah.
So what's the? I know that this song. Sorry, this question might not be, or you probably hear it a lot of times. But what's the influences there in your
musical
in your music? Yeah, or any kind of.
We're also different, hence our band name. Yeah. We're like completely different.
The Ramones. Brahms.
The Ramones.
Yeah, we're all like pretty eclectic, but I would say
Shostakovich.
Shostakovich, you said?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you know, when I grew up, I
Stockhausen.
You know, I grew up in San Francisco, right? So there was a lot of like hip hop and R&B, and then I grew up a little bit. My brother and my sister influenced me with jazz, and I sang classical. So those are my influences all over.
I grew up, well, when I was young, I was growing up in the 80s and listening to all that stuff in the 80s, you know. One day, I discovered Led Zeppelin, and then my life changed. But I still got a soft spot for George Michael.
Flock of Seagulls.
That's right.
So that's your guilty pleasure? Everybody has guilty pleasures.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, everyone's gotten.
And I started in the opera end of things and made my living for a bit as a jazz singer in Toronto. And,
oh, yeah?
Took up the drums a short time ago.
We're celebrating our anniversary, actually, yeah. Next month.
Yeah, a year since I picked up the sticks, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
So how did you guys got together?
We all met at NAL, so that's where we rehearsed.
What
NAL
was that?
Sound.
Oh, NAL.
NAL Sound in North Van, so we all rehearsed there.
Okay.
Colin plays bass in another band called Shady May, so we would play shows together. That's okay. How it all started. And then last July, our drummer decided he didn't want to play music anymore, so we didn't know what to do. And Colin jokingly walked by us and was like, I'll learn how to play drums, I'll play for you guys.
Just give me a few weeks.
So I left it off and Brian was like, you know, I think he's serious. So maybe we should ask him. And that was just over a year ago. And we've played more shows together as our new three-piece band than we did with our previous band.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
So that was meant to be.
Yeah, it seems... I don't know, I think the first time I saw you guys was, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, probably, something
was
like that.
Was it at Bird X, the first Bird X that we
I
did?
I think, so no.
With 3 O'Clock Animals.
Oh yeah, that was an awesome show. Yeah. And, but I've seen you, like, gaining fans and, you know, like, it's a good trip for you, I guess, eh?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So
it's
far,
been
so
a
good.
Good ride.
I could reiterate what was said earlier. You have to really love it.
Yeah.
Because the satisfaction and like happiness you get is, that's the payoff.
Yeah. Cool.
A lot of work and.
Yeah, but I mean, if somebody likes what you create, one person, that is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Leningrad Cowboys?
No,
oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They have one fan.
Yeah, that's an Aki Kaurismäki
film.
Yeah, it's one of
them.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Leningrad Cowboys got to
America. And the second part is also amazing. Leningrad Cowboys met Moises. Wow. Aki Kaurismäki is great. Yeah.
I vote for a CITR morning after show movie night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can do that. I'm trying to convince, there's a new restaurant there in Commercial Drive where Luke Mita is working. I try to convince them to have, like, movie nights there.
Oh, movie and dinner night?
Yeah.
Well, that would be awesome.
That would be
fun.
You know what's hard is movie times play at the most awkward times, right? So you can't really go out for dinner and then go see a movie. So why can't you just do it all in one place? That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's cool.
I endorse this idea.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
In the meantime, the Vancouver International Film Festival is happening with tons of movies, like 360 or something. So check it out. It's still until the 12th. I've seen some amazing movies this year. So, yeah. Okay, so let's do a song, no?
Okay, cool. This is another new one. So we haven't recorded it. It's called Calvin.
Calvin?
Yeah.
With a K?
With a C.
Oh, like, with a C?
Like the comic strip.
Okay.
With a K.
Anything with a K is ideal. when it's in your glance. Open up, open up, open. Oh, Calvin. Hold my can hold my hand. Tangled, tangled up in your ties, in your lies. Let it slide, let it slide. The lines in your world fit this universe. Oh, yeah, sweet, innocent, don't get lost.
Cool. Awesome. I think we have a caller there. CITR?
Hi, Osvaldo.
Yes?
It's Daniel Jank calling you from Whitehorse.
Oh, hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Fine, fine, thanks. So we're on air right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, awesome that you call. We were just talking some minutes ago about the awesome project that you guys are going to present on October 7th here in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about it, or...?
Sure. Do you have any specific questions? Or?
Well, the film that you guys are going to be presenting, that can you tell a little bit of the story about that film and how this project came to life?
Yeah, The Grubstake is a film by Nell Shipman,
mm-hmm.
who is a Canadian silent film star. She lived in L.A. and Idaho, and I think she lived in New York for a while, but she was Canadian. And she's an interesting character. In the 20s, she pioneered female nudity in the silent pictures.
Oh, yeah?
And she had some success. I think one of her biggest films was called Back to God's Country.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of had a fascination with the North, I guess, being Canadian. But and with animals, in The Grubstake, this film tells a story about a young woman who goes to the Klondike, the Yukon,
uh-huh.
to search out a better life, but she ends up running into evil people, and it's very much an archetypical story about that kind of story curve, and so we latched onto it because I'm working with the Yukon Film Society. They've commissioned the work,
mm-hmm.
and they just loved it because it was a Yukon story.
Yes. Cool. So you are based in the Yukon, right?
I'm based in Whitehorse. I spend a lot of time in Montreal, but I'm mostly based here. My studio's here.
Okay. So for the film, you guys are going to be playing the music as the film go, and then you have some actors also doing the script, right?
Yeah. I've done projects with live music and film before, and I wanted to do something different, so... What we did was we took out the titles. We worked with the family, the permission of the family.
Mm-hmm.
We took out the titles, like the text titles that are in the original film, and we wrote a script for the film, and the script is comprised 100% of quotes from Shakespeare.
Uh-huh.
And all over the, you know, the Shakespeare lexicon.
Uh-huh.
And what we did was essentially we tell the story. It's the same story, the original story, using quotes from Shakespeare.
Cool, yeah.
And the actors put these quotes in the mouths of the characters on the film, not, you know, in a very kind of narrative kind of way.
Uh-huh.
But it still tells the story. And so it kind of creates three layers. It's really interesting. On one level, you have the language of silent film, which we all see and hear as a kind of nostalgic, kind of acute, archive of filmmaking, what it used to be. On another level, we have an even older language of Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
which has its own cultural kind of significance. And then the third level, of course, is the music, which uh-huh. is kind of deconstructed sort of contemporary music. Somewhat improvised, but mostly it's through composed.
Okay.
And the three of them are telling the same story.
Awesome. And yeah, I was going to ask you about the music. How was created?
I composed the music working with a great band, Jesse Zubot, Vancouver, Peggy Lee, Vancouver, and a couple of musicians from the Yukon. Andrea McColeman plays percussion marimba. Jordy Walker plays guitar and banjo, and I'm playing piano and prepared piano. And it's through composed, and most of it is new music, and then there's a few tunes that are kind of like I said, deconstructed versions of songs of the period, you know, back in the
20s. In the 20s, no? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so it's really fun. It's really a heads-up experience because... it's theater, essentially, because you have live actors.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like theater, and yet you're following a film. You're following a timeline in a film, so there's no flexibility like there is in live theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And part of the fun of it is that the film just goes, and you love it. You love watching. You love hearing people, you know, struggle. And the part of the joy is seeing them succeed and seeing their failures.
Uh-huh.
That's why it comes across as theater.
Cool. Yeah, it's very, very interesting project. This is happening on October 7 at the Box Theater at 9:15. So, yeah, when are you coming to Vancouver?
We're doing a show in Edmonton on Wednesday, the 5th.
Uh-huh. With the same film and everything?
The same show, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then we come to Vancouver on the 6th, and we have some, I'm not sure when, we're in the theater setting up. It's a bit of a complicated show with five musicians and six actors mm-hmm. on the stage. And we'll be ready on the 7th at 9:15.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited to see that piece of work, yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there, Oswaldo.
Yeah. And so you have other ensembles and other projects, and I have actually one here that is called the Longest Night Ensemble.
Yeah.
And so I guess there's a vibrant movement, a music movement there in the Yukon?
Yeah, there is. I mean, a lot of my work isn't here. A lot of my work is elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
I have a studio here, but I'm doing a lot of work in Montreal and Toronto. But there are a lot of things going on here. It's kind of neat little community, and with the help of, you know, a few imported musicians, it's great that we're able to put together a show like this and tour. We're taking it east in April, May of 2013. We're taking the show to Ottawa, and we're going to be performing Calgary and Toronto on the same tour. So it's traveling, even though it's a big show, it's traveling around a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you're going to play a tune from the Longest Night CD.
Yeah, which one would you like?
I like track 3. I was just looking at it. That's pretty old, you know. That CD's like almost 10 years old.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Cool. But track 3 is pretty cool.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Not What I'm Looking For.
Okay, cool. So let's do that.
And yeah, thank you, Daniel, for the call. Looking forward to see the Grubstake Revisited on October 7, 9, 15 at the Bog Theatre. It's part of the Vancouver International Film Festival, so don't miss that. It's going to be
really cool. Thank you. I'll see you at the Bog.
Yeah, I'll see you there. Cheers.
Cheers.
So, yeah, that was Daniel. So let's listen to his song, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.